In his first Washington address since assuming NATO leadership last month, Secretary General Rasmussen said he understands America's desire to see its NATO allies commit more troops and resources to Afghanistan. But he defended the contributions already made in the eight-year campaign.
I will not accept from anyone the argument that the Europeans and the Canadians are not paying the price for success in Afghanistan. They are. Afghanistan doesn't suggest NATO is past its prime. It proves just the opposite. The solidarity built up over 60 years is being strongly tested in Afghanistan. And it is holding up over years despite casualties and setbacks.
Rasmussen noted that all 28 NATO members are taking part in the mission and that non-U.S. troop commitments have risen by 9,000 in 18 months. He responded directly to NATO critics in the United States, including some in Congress who have accused European governments of shirking responsibilities.
Talking down the European and Canadian contributions, as some here in the United States do on occasion, can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. If they don't feel as if their efforts and sacrifices in NATO are recognized and valued, they will be less inclined to make those efforts and those sacrifices. And that is not in anyone's interest.
The Netherlands and Canada have set schedules to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the Obama administration is conducting a strategic review of the mission in Afghanistan after sending an additional 21,000 U.S. forces to the country. In a report that was leaked to the news media, the top commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan recently warned of mission failure unless more troops and resources are devoted to the effort. Despite continuing challenges in Afghanistan, the NATO leader said the ongoing mission is indicative of NATO's continued relevance. That point was echoed by U.S. Senator Richard Lugar.
I don't believe that that Afghanistan defines really a success or failure of NATO. I'm impressed with the fact that a number of NATO nations have sent troops. They have stayed. And largely, I suspect that it often is because of their feelings of alliance with the United States and with each other.
Even so, Secretary General Rasmussen said NATO cannot remain in Afghanistan indefinitely. He urged accelerated training and equipping of Afghan security forces, saying that ultimately the Afghan people must take the lead in stabilizing their country. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.